Chapter 16. Finn fell in love with Canto Bight the moment he flew over it. He gazed down in disbelief at the sea, dotted with sleek yachts and the graceful curve of the Crescent Bay, lined with stately, gorgeous hotels. Beyond them, the town was a sparkling jewel. Its broad boulevards surrounded a modern complex of tile and black glass bathed in shimmering light of every spectrum. Beyond the complex was a warren of low stone buildings, crisscrossed by narrow, warmly lit streets. Rose hadn't wanted to land at the spaceport for fear that the shuttle would be recognized as a resistance craft, so they came in low over the edge of the sea. Below them, couples strolled along the boardwalk, admiring the sunset, while children ran to the edge of the gentle waves, daring the water to attack their feet before running back up the beach to their parents. Finn was so busy looking around that he forgot to look below. The shuttle plowed nose first into the beach, flinging BB-8 across the cockpit and wrenching Rose and Finn sideways in their harnesses before it shuddered to a stop. Finn looked up guiltily as Rose extracted herself from the co-pilot's chair, wincing. She'd bitten her lip and was pretty sure the restraints would leave bruises where they'd dug into her shoulders.
"What?" Finn asked. "We're down in one piece, aren't we?"
BB-8 squawked derisively.
Rose just shook her head.
"I still think it's a bad idea to leave the ship here," Finn said.
"We can't afford a berth at the spaceport, remember? Or to have our identities broadcast. Besides, if you'd made that landing at the spaceport, we'd be in a med bay right now. Or a crater."
But
nothing. Come on, the fleet needs us."
They hurried up the beach to the boardwalk, then headed for the lights of the casino. Crossing the tree-lined piazza in front of the Canto Casino and racetrack, Finn nearly got hit by two luxury speeders, muscular, powerful street machines with growling engines, one after the other. Organic chauffeurs leaned out of their windows to make unlikely anatomical suggestions. Rose responded to the second chauffeur with a counter-suggestion that would have demanded a lot more privacy and made BB-8 hoot in admiration.
"Don't they have droid speeders in this town?"
Finn asked, pretty sure he was blushing. Rose looked at him in surprise.
"Any tourist can afford to ride with a droid," she explained patiently. "If you've really got credits, you hire flesh and blood help."
"I hadn't thought of that,"
said an embarrassed Finn, as they walked up the entryway to the casino, dodging the warning flickers from parked speeders' anti-theft fields. Finn sidestepped a hustling valet and looked from the elaborate scented gardens to the hollow marquees greeting visitors.
"They've got a luxury hotel and a shopping concourse?"
he marveled.
"And 22 restaurants? How are we going to find the master codebreaker in all this?"
"Maybe he'll find us,"
Rose said, hurrying as liveried attendants grandly swept the double doors open.
"All he has to do is look for the two rubes dressed like greasy speeder jockeys."
Finn saw immediately what she meant.
They were surrounded by humans and aliens of every conceivable species, from diminutive Chadrafan to towering long-armed Dor Nemethians. But all of them were dressed immaculately.
Finn's eyes leapt from sleek chandors and billowing gowns to elegant tuxedos and lavish waistcoats with trains held high by attendants. Heads bore coronets. Eyes peered through lorgnettes held in position by repulsor lifts. Ears, noses, and appendages Finn didn't recognize dripped with jewels of every hue. Arms and digits were encircled by bracelets and rings that glittered in the light. And feet and ventral tentacles were held aloft by footwear that struck Finn as dangerously wide, high, or both. The riot of color and wealth was so overwhelming that the most extraordinary outfit barely registered.
but every eye seemed drawn to Finn's dirty jacket and Rose's maintenance jumpsuit.
Finn wanted to find a hole to crawl into,
but Rose simply looked around dismissively, deflecting an attendant's offer of assistance. Then she squared her shoulders and marched across the lobby, with Finn rushing after her. To his surprise, though, the casino staff treated them with the same extravagant groveling as the guests wearing outfits that cost as much as a small moon. Arms beckoned in welcome, and greetings were offered in rapid-fire outer rim tongues as he and Rose strolled onto the main casino floor, BB-8 rolling along behind them.
"This place is great!" Finn exclaimed.
"No, it is not," Rose muttered.
"Are you kidding? Yes, it is. Look! Oh, and look!
Rose glared at the rows of gaming tables, where laughing groups were wagering stacks of Kanto coins on everything from Sabarine Whist and Kuwari Zinbiddle to spins of the Jubilee Wheel and rounds of Hazard Toss. Elsewhere, gamblers carrying gleaming buckets surrounded carousels of floating slot machines, gold and glossy black, with spinning reels on their faces. Bartenders juggled cocktail shakers. Dealers in green tar bushes and matching vests offered congratulations, or sympathy, and server droids stepped carefully through the crowds, politely dipping heads as they nimbly rotated drink trays out of the path of the overserved and inattentive. "Let's find the master codebreaker and get out of here," Rose said. As they scanned the crowd, a small, dark-eyed alien in evening wear staggered up to BB-8 and jammed a coin in a diagnostic slot set in one of the droid's tool bays. Confused and a little offended, BB-8 drew back and squawked at the drunken gambler, who squinted at the droid and then put another coin in.
"Oh, I wish Ray could see this," Finn said, as Rose pushed through the throngs of guests hunting at each table for the crimson splash of a red plum bloom.
Frustrated, she finally jumped on a table so she could scan the entire floor.
"What are you doing?"
Finn asked, nervously eyeing a couple of aliens in dull black clothing, who he was pretty sure were security, as their eyes were always in motion and they never smiled.
"Our mission, remember? Stop drooling all over the scenery. Stop pining for Ray and get with it."
"I was not pining for Ray," Finn objected.
Rose looked scornful.
"Heavy pining. Heavy. You were ready to abandon the resistance to help her. How can one person mean more to you than a whole cause?"
Finn looked away from a trio of jovial Sorortans, no red plum blooms there, to glare at Rose.
"I was raised in an army to fight for a cause," he said. "Then I met Ray. And for the first time, I had someone I cared about to fight for. That's who I wanted to be."
He braced himself for another caustic remark. But Rose's face softened.
"When she comes back, will she be a Jedi like in the stories?"
she asked.
"Brown robes, little rat tail."
That made Finn laugh.
"No. Ray? A Jedi? Nah."
He tried to figure out where an egg-laden Z-deck might affix a red plum bloom and gave up.
"But she'll be different,"
Rose said.
"No,"
he insisted. "Ray would always be Ray." He was sure of it, and a little annoyed by Rose's failure to see that. Rose looked skeptically at him before returning to her glowering appraisal of the wealthy gamblers around them.
"She's on her own path," she told him. "You need to find yours."
"Thank you, wise Master Rose."
"Anytime, youngling."
"When I see her again, she'll just be Ray."
He smiled at Rose, who shook her head and continued looking for new rich people to dislike. BB-8 stood stock still on the casino floor, beeping encouragingly.
The inebriated alien stuck another coin into his tool bay, and BB-8 warbled happily, flashing the diagnostic lights on his head, then offered a sad, droopy coo. Frustrated, the gambler dug in his bucket for yet another coin. Rose had retreated to a bar on the side of the casino floor that was open to the evening breeze. A whiskered bartender in green and white livery readied a cocktail while gamblers sat in the shadows, studying decks of cards. Rose glared at a pair of guests who sneered too obviously at her jumpsuit.
"I think we've covered the whole casino," Finn said. "Where is this guy?"
Suddenly, a blur of motion and a thunderous clatter filled the space behind the bar, rattling the glasses and bottles.
"Were those what I think they were?"
Rose asked wonderingly.
She rushed through a door,
Finn hurrying after her.
"Hey, what happened to not getting distracted?"
he asked.
They found themselves on a balcony overlooking an oval racetrack adjoining the casino. Spectators were cheering, their attention directed below, where 12 jockeys in iridescent livery were perched atop animals with tawny hides, long ears, and streaming tails.
"What are those things?"
Finn asked, admiring the way their ears, legs, and tails parted the air. They looked like flesh-and-blood versions of exotic model starfighters.
"Fathiers," Rose said, entranced. "They were my sister's favorite animal when we were kids. She never got to see a real one. So beautiful."
"Look, this whole place is beautiful," Finn said. "I mean, come on. Why do you hate it so much?"
"Look closer,"
Rose suggested. Finn spotted a pair of electrobinoculars mounted on the balcony railing and peered through them. The Fathiers were in the home stretch. He could see sparks as the jockeys' electro whips rose and fell. Ruthless strokes aimed at extracting more speed from their exhausted mounts. Without taking her eyes off the racing Fathiers, Rose reached into the top of her jumpsuit and extracted a medallion she wore on a cord around her neck.
"My sister and I grew up in a poor mining system," she said. "The First Order stripped our ore to finance their military, then shelled us to test their weapons. They took everything we had."
Finn looked up and found Rose clutching her medallion, pale with anger. She waved one arm accusingly at the cheering gamblers in the grandstand below.
"And who do you think these people are?"
she asked him.
"There's only one business in the galaxy that will get you this rich."
"War," Finn said.
"Selling weapons to the First Order,"
Rose said.
"I wish I could put my fist through this whole lousy, beautiful town."
Finn didn't know what to say. As he groped for an answer, BB-8 rolled up to them, his spherical body rattling strangely. The astromech beat frantically.
"Red Plum Bloom?"
Rose exclaimed.
"Where?"